Today's Kibur, I guess, will probably be the last Kibur on Ana. Ana Yismamin, that is. And what I'm going to focus on is Siv Chavtes, which is a din of Ana's by Avod Mishtaris for Kakois. It's a Yisayid in Ana, and I'll have it misdive to the rest of the Simin, depending how much time we have, how we can go. You'll see, we'll try to plug in a lot of the Simin into the Sif and see how it plays itself out. The Mechabes Shita is that these things were nismite from Ano, were nismite from Ano and Gansen. Afilu Mocha Shav Elef Adina Shav Adina Be'elef Ein Be'em Ano. Period. Comes along the Ramah, and Ramah says, V'yesh Reiman, D'davka Av Pauga, Hava Yesim Be'pauga, G'ngoyin Shemokla, Echad Yesim Mishnaim, Havi Ano. On my Memuzga, if you're learning Chashim Mishpat, I guess maybe now's a prime time, when the Ramah says, V'yesh Reimrim, unbeknownst to many, it doesn't mean that the Ramah is trying to argue. When the Ramah says V'yeshrem, the Ramah is just giving you another shita. He's not discounting the Mechaba shita. And in this case, Lamashal, he's just saying that can't go passing like the Mechaba, that is no one no matter what, because I have a V'yeshrem, there are others who hold, otherwise, in the mail, you have to reckon with the other shita as well, and the mail is going to be as fake as the dinam. And if you look tak in the Daki Moshe, over here, he brings it down, and he says it's as fake as the dinam. Brings down both shitas. So you see that's all the Ramah meant. It's a klal in Chesh Mishpat, and unless the Ramah says at the end, v'chein o'agin, or v'yesh linoigo, v'chein iko, some type of a stempel, that to think that this is it, or unless he inserts a halacha, a maimah muzga. But if he goes on a mechab and he says v'yesh aimrim, he's just telling you that you should know there are two shitas and you have to handle with both.
Only for Chesh Mishpat?
It's probably in all of the Prima Gadim, I think, says it for Rechaim as well. But Chesh Mishpat, it's got the Mavu like that. Piske Tshuva brings it down from, who's the Avedis HaGashuni, the Arayis from Meshach and Chavhei, there's a Chazanish, there's a, just, Amayim HaMuzga, if you need a Raya to it, here's a good Raya, because here you see the Daki Moshe held it to Sveika Dedina, and Ramo brings it down, Balosh and V'yesh Omer, unless you want to say Ramo is arguing with the Daki Moshe. All right. The Mozloshin is, V'yesh Reimen Dadafka Ad Pauga, Avo Yesim Yepauga Kegoin, Shemokhloi Elef, sorry, Echad, Yesim Mishnaim, Havi Yoino. I don't know if you'd ask me, Yesim Yepauga, if you want to know if I overpaid by half, since we can go in Shemokhloi Echad, V'chatzi is Havi Yoino, whatever. Why is 1 to 2? If the shear is Yesim Yepauga, then the shear wouldn't be 1 to 2, the shear should be 1 to 1 and a half. Just Pashup Shah had to read the Ramah. What does Yesim Yepauga mean? It, more than a half. It should be more than a whole. I mean, it's kefa, what's going on. Oh. So Akochi, you have to say that it means Ava Yesim Yepauga is not going that that you paid more than half of the item's worth, but it means it's not going on the payment, it's going on the Ano. That the Ano was Yesim Yepauga of the Mois. If the Ano came out to be more than half of the Mois, then it will be Ano. So here where you paid Yesim Mishnaim, so half of Yesim Mishnaim is more than one. So the Kumta is that Ano. The Ano was Yesim Yepauga of the Mois that you paid. It means if you paid this thing, so it came out you paid, half of it would be one in Amashahu, and that's more than the Anim. So the Ano was Yesim Yepauga. That's the Chaya Pasha Pshat. Okay, but now that we know Pasha Pshat, but let's work with this Pshat. So let's say, if it means that the Ano means that the Ano was more than half the Mois you paid, so let's flip it around. What would be if the seller was Nisana? The seller took something for two and he sold it for something less. What would be the share Ano then? How would you plug in the Din of the Ramo of Yesim Yepauga the other way around? If we're right that it means Yesim Yepauga means on the Mois that was paid, so it should come out, Lamashal, if an item was worth 100 and he sold it for 65, it should come out that it should be Bitul Mega Klei Teshita. Why? Because the Ano was 35, and 35, right, that Ano is 35. 35 is Yesim. It's more than Pauga, it's more than half of the Mois that were paid. If the Mois that were paid was 65, so half the Mois paid is 32 and a half, and I was Nisana 35, so come they say, no, it's more than half the Mois that was paid. How are you talking? I mean, we're going to bring values for Ked, but it's also something, this way for the Lekech, it's up to Kefal. And for the moichah, it's going to be that it's like really, it's like a third. If you go down or drop more than a third, you're ready, you're holding by yoisa mipag of the moichah who paid. It's not mashma like that. Another nekuda is that in Hilchus Enoh that we're talking about in Reish Kav Zayin, Hilchus Enoh, whenever we talk about how to reckon with something, we always reckon with the Dmei HaMekach. Be'ikah, okay, there's a shita we hold, Dmei Mois, also Shtos, whatever, but Be'ikah is the Dmei HaMekach. And all of a sudden here, this halach is all gebayt on, we have to reckon how much money was paid, and then we'll decide if it's Yisrael Pauga from the Mois or paid. Why are we handling with the Mois and not with the Mekah? Elamai, but the less brayer, you have to say it's lav davka. The pshat is even though the Rambam uses nitzulei as a loshen, he's just telling the mitzvah, so he's yesim. But not that this is the formula. The formula is not that yesim paruk in the moi. The formula is that it should be yesim mechdei demein. The formula should be that it should be kefil. So if I have one and I go to two, so it's kefil. So I overcharge you by the full amount of the product. That's how much the enoh was. It's kefil mit demein. Memelud, there's going to be this new din of bitul mekach. But if you learn like that, that it's Yisayid and Kefa, which is the Mashmois of the Achrenim, if you learn like that, then it should come out that on the seller's end, there should be never be Oino. There should never pass this whole halacha. Because no matter what the seller's going to sell it for, it's never going to be Yisayid Mekdei Domain. If he has an item worth $1,000 and he sells it for $1, so he was Nisana $999. It wasn't Yisayid Mekdei Domain, it was a Chafetz. Just like when you go up, when the lekeach is overpaid, when he's nisana, it has to be more than the whole value of the item. So it should come out that when the seller sells, unless he's paying to sell the item, it's impossible. Unless the seller should never have a din of the seinah. He'll never be able to be nisana to the extent of yosem mechdei demein. So it should come out. This is halacha, this new chiddush of the Ramah, this new din of seinah, should only be when the lekeach overpays and not when the seller underpays. Is underpaid. Grado, who says this? The Haflang Subis. Haflang Subis Davkufa Mebeis. Taka makes this cheshin, like I'm telling you. And he says, Memela, this whole halacha is only when the lekeach overpays, but not when the seller is underpaid. Nupshad, when you read the Mechab Ramah. So what do you do with the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara brought a raya from Shmuel of Shechilo Ashava Pruta. So he wants to know how you see that you're talking about when the seller, Hegdash, so to speak, was underpaid. They took something which was Shava Meir and they was Mischalal al Shava Pruta. So Dr. Aflois and Shkain Raya. Because the Gemara didn't say that Shmuel's Halakha was talking about was Mischalal al Pruta. So it was Mischalal al Shava Pruta. What's the significance? Shava Pruta means that there was a Chefetz as well. So Kum Tois, it was a Dava Hashal Hegdash worth $100. And you had a davar shochulin, a chayfet, which was worth $1, and you made this exchange, you made the chilum. So he says, when you have a chalib, and we once discussed this in the previous chabur, had a rechin, but he wants to say, so just like there's a selling end of the chayfet of the hegdish, well, you have to dam mitzad the chayfet of the buyer, of the mechalal. Well, mitzad the buyer, what he did was he took this chayfet, and when he gave exchange it for the hegdish's chayfet, what he did was, on his chayfet, He overcharged Hegdish in its purchase. When Hegdish was buying the Mechalos Chafetz, Hegdish was overpaying, they were paying $100 for $1 Chafetz. And so that's why the Gemara is Dafka Shava rather than a Prut itself, because a Prut and a Knaim won't be the din. So yes, it's a bit Hamasa in the Gemara, I agree, and it's a bit Hamasa in the Shulchan Aruch as well. A new chiddush din had to learn up this halacha. Halacha l'maisam. Nishno, it's a new chiddush din, but it's actually wrong. Linnaeus died. The Kama Rais from Rishonim Fakert. The Mashal. The Yireim in Reish Nun Tes, when he brings down this halacha, he says, Lahedya, that this din is sai if you have an item worth 3 and you sell it for 7. And the lokeach was nisana, and sai hifuchoi when you have an item worth 7 and you sell it for 3, and the moich is nisana, there will be a bitul mekach. So vush yireim that will be a bitul mekach. This din is even with the moich is nisana, and the formula you see is taka 7 to 3 means yisa mipa more than half means. I suggest the form maybe be a third. You see from yireim not like that. You need to be more than half the amount of the item. There's another raya, the Stima Satur. When the Tur brings down the Salacha, he's talking about a case of a traklin, and right afterwards, he brings the Rabbeinu Tam. And the case of the traklin was that you sold a traklin gadol, bedina loshano, or He took a truck and got on, he did it for Bedina Lashana. And on that he brings down Rabbeinu Tam's din, that Rabbeinu Tam argues and holds that no, if it's Yesu Mipal, because there's going to be a bit of Mecca. You see from the tour that even by the seller's end, there's going to be a bit of Mecca. And the Sma pointed out, if you look in the Sma, they've got Nun Ches. When the Mechaber brings down the din, the tract, and the Siflam Ebeis, the Mechaber says, the Sma says, the Mechaber ozul l'taymoy, the Pasuk l'el afilu shav el bedina im bayano, aval yeshayim hanau, which is Ramon Sifchav Tez, and the Chanami dafkad palgo v'chen kos vatur behedya. So you have a Sma as well, that avada this halacha applies for Mecha to be Nisan as well. Nacharaya, there's a Baliito. The Baliito, if he brings down this halacha, he says, in the Shir Chazara, To claim this bit of Mecca, the Shir Chazar is going to be for the buyer Akadei Sheyarle Taga, and for the seller Ad Loilam, like a regular din of a Mechu is Chayza Loilam because he doesn't have the Chayfetz, whatever it is. So you see that the Balita learned that this din is also by the seller being Nisana. Otherwise, where's his Shir of being Chayza Loilam come from? He's not being Chayza at all. So the buyer is being Nisana, not the seller. And Lakokok, you see that he held that the halakha is by seller being Nisana. And in Yetzir Shem, you're going to see later on that the Batim Jansar is about it. It's Gedele Paiskim Loroiv. It's dozens of Kadmoinim Verishainim who, when they're danning what the Shir Chazara for seller of Kaka should be, is it Kadeshi Yar Latago, is it Chayza Loilam, they're danning the Shayla, Lachayo, this whole din is not applicable by a seller like the Avlata, it's as it is. And the halakha is both ways. So at the end of the day, if we're putting the hafla on hold, and we acknowledge that avada this halacha, sai by a seller being nisana, so you have to understand how does it ever pass? If the buyer's nisana is yesu mechdei demeim, so the seller's nisana should be the other extreme. That should be nisana yesu mechdei demeim, and it's a davar sheyefsha. So what's going on? How do you ever have this halacha? How does selling seven for three become yesu mechdei demeim? It's like he was only nisana four. He wasn't yesu mechdei demeim when the buyer is being nisana. It was seven. It was three for seven, not seven for 11. It's not that he gave more than half the item. He has to be more than the whole amount of the item. So how does it work? Nocha Shaila, which we have to understand, is that regularly Noah has three dargas. There's Pachas Mishtus, which is Mechila, Shtus, which is Chazor Seinoah, and Yesu Mishtus, which is Bito Mekach. Comes along this din and says that lesson Pauga, the Mekach is Kaim, Yaisim Mepauk is Bitu Mekach. But Chayre, if we're trying to say that these things, Kakoyes of Adnashtaris, have an inflated shear, so you should tell me that there's a point where it will reach a Mechila, there'll be a point where it should be Chazor Sana, and then there'll be a Mamish point that will reach Bitu Mekach. But you don't see that. You see that there's no din in this halacha to be Chazor Sana. It's either it's the Mekach is Kaim, or there's Bitu Mekach. What happened to this middle daga of Chazor Sana? And it's not just the middle daga of a Sveltman. We're even missing the first daga. But by the first daga was that Pachas Mishtus, it's a Mechila. Means, Be'etzem, there should have been Aino. Navas is a mechila, whatever the pshat mechila is, the rush, whatever it is, but there was a mechila built in. Here, Pachas Mipauga is not pshat that there's a mechila. Pachas Mipauga is no Aino at all. That we understand that Karka maybe has a greater value to it, whatever it is.
Smite.
So it's a smite. But whatever this new parasha of Aino is, whatever type of new parasha this Aino is, if this new parasha was that the mead is only up to, but we have new greater shirim, so then we should have a shir of Yoisi Mipauga should be grounds for Aino, but be a Mechila, let's say, and more than triple the price should be Chazor Aino, and more than four times the price should be Bitu Mekach.
That's Aino, it's a smite. As soon as it has the shame Aino, it's out.
But so then let Yosef Mishtos be already a Bitu Mekach. We found by Os Yosef Mishtos. We're not just saying that it was a smite for Aino. We're not going to Shitas Rashi that Aino Chanam Aino in Lehem Bitu Mekach Yeshlem means the Pasha of Aino of Chazor Aino is a smite for Bitu Mekach Yeshlem. Because we hold that even the dinner of Bitu Mekach, they were also a smite. Right, so that can't be the pshat. So Elamai, you're going to tell me that. Well, now Chazal Berev Chachmasam, the Rishonim understood that by Karka, even though with the mean they were makabel halak mishusina, whatever it came from, they understood that Karka is shava yoyse, and we have a greater variables to work with. Good, but we should still have three variables: mechila, Chazor Sana, and Bito Mekach. And we don't find that. I'm not saying it's shver, just it's interesting. It means it just an indication that what's going on here is that the shear of had a rechen stamano and this type of shear is two different types of shearim. It's not a normal shear. Sign me inside our first raya that it should be a dova vifukli, the boy being the son and the seller being the son, that should be the same, just like we find by regular, you know, and it's not. And sai, legabi this halakha, that we don't find the three gedorim. We only find one get called bitomeka. We don't find the other gedorim of mechila and chazar sina.
Why isn't that
seller
really giving double the amount of
chesed
so the
money
can get his money?
No, come on, by the seller, but when the buyer is being the sana, he paid more. He paid double.
Double the amount of money as the chesed the seller is giving him.
Right.
Over here, he gives double the amount of chesed as the money the buyer is giving him.
The seller is giving
double the amount of chetes.
But double of what? Double of the money.
Double of the money.
Right. So kumtois, what you're telling me is that it's not shava. So it's not dava v'yifucha, because by the buyer you're reckoning with the mea mekach, and by the seller you're reckoning with the mea mois.
That's what
I understand, but the marshal by I know. Why don't we say it by I know that the halacha is that shtus mekach sailagabi the meiches I know sailagabi the lokeach I know. There happens to be shmuz din that shtus meis also shenino, and that shtus meis is vaitis sai by the meicha and sai by the lokeach. Like you, if you understand that type of alumnus, maybe you're alluding to something we said in the first kabur that the noahs play differently. This one's stealing money, this one's stealing kefir. Good, but you see by regular noah that shtus mekach is side by both, and shtus mois should be side by both. So here too, if you're handling with the mekach, it should be mekach by both. If you're handling with the mois, it should be mois by both. And if you understand that the lekeach and mekach should be different, then the regular, you know, should also be like that. Regular, you know, we should always reckon when the lekeach is nisana, like you, we should always reckon with the mea mekach, with how much he's being overcharged in relative to the chefetz. And every time the mois is nisana, we should reckon how much he's giving up of his chefetz in relative to the mois. And that's not true.
I'm showing you
that this type of Davi Fuka is not the same as that, but it's not. I'm trying to, one we're handling with Mekach, one handling with Mois. Why? And it's a twofold. Why are we handling with Mois, which we never do? Correct. And why we never do that, and we never handle with the Mois Beika. We never, it's maybe Avshtus Mois Shanina, but not only Shtus Mois. And why should the Mois and Lokeak be different? All right. I'm sure the Eilen had numerous pratim. I would like to share with Eilen one pshat. I'm sure you can have other pshat. I want to just share one pshat. I think it's a Yiseis Degab pshat. It might touch up the whole simin, the whole inyan, the difference of the inyanim. All right, let's just backtrack and understand what a chefetz is, what the shavis of the chefetz is. L'aniz daiti, every chefetz has two shavis. And I'll develop it, and you'll see what I mean. There's the shavis etzim, the real shavis of the chefetz, kefishai shabashok, like I bekala, terikula, mazik, zela, whatever it is. I want to know how much his chefetz is worth. That's what the chefetz is. And who are din, lagabi, the parashah say, no, that's going to be. You have to reckon with the shah shabishah. But then there's another value of the chefetz. Means, the first value of the chefetz, mitzad atzmusai. How much do I look at the independent value of that item? Then I have another shavis of the chefetz in relative to its exchange. When I have a deal and you're exchanging the chefetz with something else, what is the shavis of the chefetz in an exchange for something else? And klapi, in exchange for something else, we could, let me develop it. In an exchange for something else, there is a broader shavis to the chefetz. L'moshem. There happens to be a halacha by chalipin that there are two types of chalipin. There's chalipin of kinyan sodo, which is more prevalent, and then there's a chalipin called shava b'shava. Item for item, pays for pays, chaitzum chaitzum, you might have gone into it when you did the thing of enanola chalipin, the two dinum, the two types of chalipin. When you talk about chalipe shava b'shava, what's nichlal and chalipe shava b'shava? It has to be, if I exchange my gemara for your shulchan aruch, so chalipe shava b'shava, the gemara might be worth a penny more or a penny less than the shulchan aruch. So what's considered chalipe shava b'shava? How do we know when am I doing chalipe shava b'shava and when am I doing chalipe of kinyan sodo? So Taisi says on Mevava Mebeis, the chalipi shava b'shava means that anything which is in the realm of double of the item, if my gemara is within twice the amount of your shulchan aruch, or your shulchan aruch is within twice the amount of my gemara, that's already shava b'shava. Means it's in this broader exchange. When we look at the exchange as a whole, we see, yeah, that's barter. That's shava b'shava. That's fair barter. That makes sense. Means the absolute value of the chayfetz avad only kafisha b'shok, and the gemara and the shokanor don't have the same price. But in an exchange, we want to reckon: is this an exchange? Is this a fair exchange? Is this a normal way of exchanging? Yes, copy that. Shava b'shava takes on a broader meaning, which is ad kefil demand. That's Tosis. There are two values. That means the beast is the etzim value, and it's a value regarding its exchange. So now, I believe that the two dinim of einah are mamish gebayt and these two shavis. The regular parish of einah, which is learned down from the pasuk, is regabi the mamish etzim shav use of the chayfetz. You have to be medakta kifishah shavashuk, not take advantage of the other person. You have to make sure you're not being manner of the other person. So that's mamish kifishah shavashuk, hakolafi hamekach. Good. I'm just moishinino. Good. That's the. But gabi this new share of, broader share of shava b'shava, that's where this halakha kicks in. It means even though you're nismayit from the parasha of einah, but when you're doing a mechira, you have to make sure that you're doing shava b'shava. In its exchange, we have to see a shava b'shava going on. And if we don't see a shava b'shava going on, then the mekach itself is flawed. Something's wrong with the mekach. So in a shava b'shava, how do we reckon shava b'shava? Tosis already says over there, I'm just borrowing it, is that shava b'shava means ad kedei demand, ad kefil, that's considered shava b'shava. Now, let me just take this and develop it a little bit further. Kumtois, if that's the case, and kumtois, that the sheer shtos, or the sheer yais mishos, is totally different than the sheer kefil that we're handling with. It's cholik b'yisai dinam of what the sheer represents. The sheer of a regular enough shtos, a yais mishos, means like this. It's a sheer b'tois. We all acknowledge that the real value of the item is kefishai shabishok. That's the real value. If you're over by a little bit, you made a tois, but the tois nishkefalach. You're over by, you went too far, a little more shtos, so that was a greater share of the tois. You went gefelach yoisim mishtos, that's mamish a gefelach a tois. It's a share in its tois. How bad, how choyma the tois was. The share kefil that we're talking about has nothing to do with the tois. It's the other way around. Ad kefil, ad yoisim mipag, whatever the share, this ad kefil domain, that is the shavius of the item. You didn't get to a tois yet. There was no tois. But this is the shavius. It's not a shear in how bad you ripped off the person, you mamish ripped them off, ad kefil demeim. No. It's ad kefil, that is the shavius of a shava b'shava exchange. And my mail, I don't see anything wrong. There was a perfect mechira. I see a perfect exchange. There's nothing wrong with the exchange. So kumtois, it's nothing to do. It's mamish chaluk b'yisai dinam. One is a shear b'tois, and one is that it's a shear in the etzim chayfis, that memela in the etzim exchange, that there was never a tois to begin with.
What do you see that it's a shear in exchange, and not the perception of that it's possible that the perception of either the buyer, of both the buyer and the seller, that they hold it shava, and memela does gate to run in the shear of chalipin. That's called chalipin shava b'shava. Right. Since it's possible that their house is a fulgurit, so memela still called the king of chalipin. But not necessarily that it creates a
Shabbos
be'etzem
that can
use the Gabi of
the day. So you want to know how can I make a
Tzusha from
Tosis? Okay.
How do you know, yeah.
Okay, I'm suggesting that would be pshat. I got to hold it's not so hard because that could be good for the din. In its perception, that they allow for a barter form that's considered Shava b'Shava.
No one, because there's an underlying svar that no one would overestimate the Shabbos more than a half.
Excellent. But if you overestimate a shavis up to a half, you're still calling that a shava b'shava, and it goes into a regular chalipin than a shava b'shava. Good. So if that's the case, you're also acknowledging that there's a chilik between kefil and yesmi kefil, because what? All right. But it's called shava b'shava. It creates halachic dinim of shavis. Right? Because you see it has a naftamin. It does, because it's considered chalipi shava shava, not chalipi kinyan zoda.
Because a mensch kenza chaynred, that's enough there.
And that koyach of einredin makes a chilek din, right? Mm-hmm. So this here too, because you kainred, that's the thing, so that makes a chilek din, so that's still considered an exchange, a fair exchange of mechira. Mm-hmm. More than that is not a fair exchange. So memil, it's a bit of mekach. Right? It's not a fair exchange. It cannot be called.
You have to say that it is.
Why? No, it cannot be called a shavav shavav. It cannot be reckoned as a fair exchange. So therefore, the mechir itself is flawed. There's a tois in the mechir. So memele, it's a bit of mecha. All right. Now, if that's the case, let's develop it a little further. It means it's a total different type of a shear. One's a shear in its toys, and one just to tell me what went on. This is an exchange. More than that is not an exchange. This is a mitzias of what went on. Now, given that understanding, so let's just go understand. I asked you before the Haflas problem, that how come it's not a double fuka? How come when the buyer is overpaying, he's overpaying double? So on the fellow, when the seller is being underpaid, he's only underpaid a half. It's not double fuka. Like this var, it's double partial. That's a double fuka. When you look at the exchange, when you want to know a chayfitz for something else, what's double v'yifukai? Copy the chayfitz, the megak, the double v'yifukai is double going up and a half going down. Because as long as the exchange is within the realm of double, take the two items into account. In that range, so then we see a shava b'shava. More than that, if the hefrish is yaisim yipalgal, then we don't see a fair exchange. We don't see. So it is mamish a dava vifukai. The buyer and the seller is doing a dava vifukai. The word is, when you look at copy the chayfet itself, you want to know copy to exchange it, what would be considered or viewed or perceived as shava bishava is anything up double or down a half. Because something which is down a half, as long as it's not more than a half, I still see a half or a whole is shava b'shava. Going down more than the half means now you're paying a third for the chayfet. That hefrish is more than yaisim b'pagos. That's a problem. So it's mamish. It's very glad. It's mamish a dava v'yifukai. And kumtais, when the Ramaz lashon of yaisim b'pagos doesn't mean yaisim b'pagos of the mois. It means that the noble is yesmi palga from the higher amount. If the buyer is being dishonest, so the mois is the higher amount. If the seller is being dishonest, so the chayfitz is the higher amount. As long as the hefrish is yesmi palga of the higher item, then we don't see a fair exchange here. We can't call this shava b'shava by any stretch of the imagination. So memel, it's a bit omega. And memel, you want to know how come by a regular note there are three dargers, and over here there is not three dargers. We don't find chazer asanon, even we don't find mechila. It's the same var, it's a double parcha. By a regular note, you made the toys. You went off the shar shabashuk. You made that toys. And you want to know how bad. So there were three daggers. A little toys, nishkefela, because of mechila. A bit more of a toys, is shtutz, it's because there's a grub of toys, is bitum megak. This has nothing to do with toys. Kozman, it's ad pauga. Kozman, you're within the realm of heaven. So I see shava b'shava, it's a perfect deal. In this new parsha of shava b'shava, it's a perfect deal. Yoisumi Pauga, when you're out of Shava B'Shava, it's a mamish gefelech deal. It's a bit of mekach. You're not in the realm of the Shava B'Shava. The mekach itself is flawed. Tapchat, that I was ma'ani you and I made a toys and how about the toys? We're not reckoning the share of the toys. We're saying that Pachit, it's not a Shava B'Shava, it's not an exchange. If it is mechira is flawed, it's going to be a bit of mekach.
What happened? You're not saying that you can't hear B'Chlav with such a thing as a mechira that there's a middle stage in mechira. You're just saying that it's not mukha to such a thing.
We don't find a way. Lamasha. Do we have a halacha by Mumin or Shnei Minim or Yofes Verois, any other halacha when the Mekach is flawed to say that, well, Venza, if it's flawed a little bit, then we'll make it halfway. And if it's flawed a lot of bit, we'll make it forward. No such thing. By all the halachas, Eishlam Ebeis, Eishlam Egimel, whatever it is, once it's flawed, it's a bit of Mekach. Till it's flawed, it's perfectly fine. The only time we have these things is when the Mekach B-Soid is not flawed. It's the price of shatzing up. And you made a toys and you rooked the guy. So you wonder how bad did you rook the guy to adjust the mecca, proximus mechila, shtos is chazar zanot, yes, mechus, you mashruk the guy, it's not salvageable, you can't fix this mechira, and it's going to be a bit of mecca. It's a different type of a perspective.
How do you know it's not sure that it's flawed?
Sorry?
How do you know the stem that it's not sure that it's
a flawed mecca? No, I'm telling them that's, how did the Rishonim know that?
Where do you see the
stem? Rishonim understood that it's, I'm going to bring you some rise later on, shortly.
But
sorry?
And
the Chanayim by Matatim
would be the same thing.
Why not? Why not? For us, Nish?
If not for the Pasha,
you don't need to.
No, we're going to have Nafkaminas. I'm going to show you there's going to be a Nafkaminas. Well, where did this halakha come from? It was learned at the Sfar that it's a Mecca twice. And let me develop. Sorry? Well, that's the deeds we showed him. I was thinking that the Gemara is only talking about Shlis, not by Ad Kefal, not by Yisim Kefal. Okay, let me. Sorry?
No, I know
how,
but what happened with Meshiyah?
So you're Michael?
There's no
Mechel. No, one second. No. Let's mind the Pollock. That doesn't mean that the Mechach is bottom Me'elov. That is the Mechach is not bottom Me'elov. The Marshal, Mumim, and Shnei Minim, and Yafiz Roy, the Mechach is also not bottom Me'elov. It's just you have this Chus Chazara. Why? Because, like the Lashon Machab is, it's Enka Mecha. Right? Not like Rabak Be'er. Right. Kama Vekama Rishayna, not like Rabak Be'er. Yeah. Sorry? No. Nope. Other than that, you see that the Rishonim handle, the Rishonim asked Akasha, how come by Shnei Minim? Okay, that's good. But those who understand the Bainoi, you don't, and as long as it's a Mechil, which is a Pashas of Yishayim, as long as it's a Mechil of Hishtamshis, or Kadesh Yerla Taga, who then by other things, and you see that the Yishayim, by Rami Rattenberg, and the Kadmainim, Pnei Moshe, the Machafraim himself, they all are handling Lagavi Shnei Minim and other things like that. Maybe Hishtamshis should apply by Mechila, maybe the Kadesh Yerla Taga Svar should apply by Shnei Minim. They give suggestions, Svaris to be Mechalik, why not? What they say, of course, if the Mechik is brought to Melev, of course, it doesn't make any sense. I'm going to make a mechila on your shirt. If I don't own your shirt, hini moichel, I want to keep your shirt. It's not my shirt to keep. I never made a kinnah. The whole thing is bottom. And why you see kama rise that like that? You see even Taisa's on nun nomer beis. We're above beis going on good, but Taisa nun nomer beis says that yes mishtos he's medamet to shnei minim, and that's why shnei yechel and laksan the sheik kadesh ayal adag is even by yes mishtos. So even though, sorry. I understand, Rabok. I'm just telling you, but I'm just making a raya that you have a kamarais. When we do Reish Lam Nagimel, maybe we'll go into it, Bariches. But yes, at the Mekach Eschal, it's something flawed. A mum. Clearly, the mum is something flawed with the Mekach. And Avada, you have a right to tie a bit of Mekach. But if you don't, you Meichel. If you're Shtamish, you Meichel. Avada, you don't need a new Kenyan. Sorry? So it wasn't the Chayfah that I was told, right? Here too, I'm getting the chayfet I was told. Here I'm also making an exchange with the chayfet I told, but since we understood that we're going into a mechir and it wasn't Shabbat b'Shabbat, okay, let me develop it a little more because we're running out of time. I have a lot more to say. Tois is a shita, which is this shita, holds that Yosem Yipalgo, there's going to be a bit of Mecca. Now, I know that Tois holds in the beginning of Ezeel Neshek that I know by Avodim, there's no Issa Ina as well. It means it's Makhlekes Rishonim. Well, these things are smite from the Pasha of the Mominus, or the Chazar Ina, or even from the Lav, the Asar Ina. When the Kivega brings down from the Mishnah Melks, the Medayik and Taisis, is Diyuk in the Ritva, is it Diyuk in the Rambam like that, that then it's smite even from the Lav of the Ina. So Bishlam with the Rambam, I have no tainis on, because the Rambam holds that there's no Chazar Ina ad Oilam, so Vada is not going to be a. I'm not Vada, but if you hold that there's Mitla Toli that Zara with the Chazar, so if there's no Chazar ad Oilam, it's not going to be an Azar ad Oilam. But Taisa Shita is that Yosem Yipalgo, there is a Pash of Ana by Kakoy Zavad Mishtars. And yet Taisa says that by Avodim, we never find a Lav, even by Yosem Yipalgo. So Akochah, you see, what you see is that this din is not, I'm just bringing, just developing it, you see that this din is not the same din of regular no, just plugged in with different variables. It's a different Pasha B'chatz. It's a different, it means the love that Sarsa no is only given when you're off on Shasha B'shok. But this din, which is a different din, this din is a type of a bit, it's a new shear. The shear is that it's not inu Shava B'shok, it's a new type of understanding of a bit of Mecca. In this din, there's no Azar as I know. That of them, it was not Kazakh, the Azar as I know. Azar as I know was Kazakh when you ma'anda the guy, Kshtus, or even Boxmistress is a Shaila, but when you ma'anda the guy, and that type of thing, you made a toyis off Shasha B'shok. So if you made the toyis, then you can have the Azara. This is not because of the toyis, this is because it's not Shava B'shava. In this new din, there's not going to be an Azara.
Rashi says the Iker Isser is when it's darker with us. But yes,
Yosemite Palgo
is when it's darker with them. Once you
have the
Rashi says if you time that the
Iker
Isser I know is when it's darker with us.
Yeah, but let's mandapalak, if you'll sell an item for Yosemite Palgo by Metaltalin, you're going to tell me that it's not going to be I know? If I sell Yosemite the name, it's not going to be an Ano. Avad it is. It's something that needs a shuma, that needs an oymed. Once it needs an oymed, it was nichol in the pasha of anah. Now, if you blew the oymed, it doesn't care how far you blew it. You blew it a little bit, you blew it a lot of it, as long as you blew it. Right? So you're going to be. So it needs an oymed. It's a pasha of anah. So this thing also needs an oymed. It should be a pasha of anah. That I'm just showing you that you see that this is not the regular din of anah. All right, let me try to take this even further to the next step, and you'll see that there might even be a nafkamina. It's possible that not only is it choluk in the side what the shear is trying to represent, whether the shear is a shear in the toys, or the shear just to say that that is part of shava b'shava, and that is its exchange, it's its shavis b'atzmai, but it could be that the whole din I know is different. And I know b'soidoi is chesaron mamon shechaveria, like the Gemara Zeh Neshek starts off. I was machasaman, I stole from you in a different form. I stole from you because I was ma'ana you in a sale, I duped you, I tricked you, I got overcharged. So let's say I did even v'shoigeg, there's still a chesar esayno, still a pasha of the din of a bit of Mecca, good. But the word is, the reason that there's a pasha of anah, the problem that has to be adjusted, has to be corrected, the chesar esayno, the bit of Mecca, is because the nisana was nisana. He had a chesaron mamon. He lost out on the deal. Something was wrong with the nisana. Mameli has a right to be tavei anah. He he has a right to adjust it, to fix it, to. But that's the side of the regular parasha of Anah. This parasha of Anah is a different parasha, could be. This could be, is nothing to do beside that the Nisana was ripped, that the Nisana lost money. This is that there's something wrong inherently with the Mekach itself, not because the Nisana was Nisana. When we come to make a Mechira, Mechira has to be something which is broadly Shava B'Shava. If it's not broadly Shava B'Shava, then there's something wrong with the Mechira B'Atzmusai. Not because you were Nisana, there's something wrong with the Mechira. It's not a Mechira. Shnei Minim L'Mashal. Shnei Minim is not because, it's Maklek Zishonim actually, but the Mechaber, the Mashwa, the Rashba, Shnei Minim is not because each one was Nisana. Shnei Minim is because when we're trying to make a Mechira and we thought we're selling this and we sold something else, the Mekach itself is something wrong with the Mekach. Something's flawed with the Mekach. Obviously, if it would be insignificant, it's nothing, so it would be fine, it would be comparable items, and it won't be the whole dinner Shnei Minim. But Vivite is something significantly different about the items, so something's flawed about the Mechira, so then the Nela Shneim Yechaylam Laksabai. So here too, if the din, the reason why there's a chazar sanoi is because something is etzem fluid in the mechir. There's not a fear mechir. There's not a shava b'shava mechir. You can't call this a mechir. Ein ka mechir. There's something wrong with it. Then it should come out that it should have the same halach of shnei minim that shneim yecholim lachzabim. Dahainu. Let's bring this out. Even though the mechab in Sif Dalet says that as long as yen is not being teveya, the ma'ana cannot be chayzo, and there are mahos that he could cause money's lot misratza pamachas. Good, but once he's misratza, the misanas misratza pamachas, that look is the mekach is kaim, and there's no chazarasin bitum mekach. The ma'ana has to keep quiet. Look, I'll be this din, it's possible, I'm suggesting, Beli Raya, I'm suggesting that I could hear that vivite is something wrong with the mechir batzmusai. Then the moicha and the man or whatever, the man or whoever it is, moicha, okay, has every right to be choiza, just like Misana has. Just like shnei minim, shnei yecholim lachzabahem, not because of the Misana, shnei yecholim lachzabahem, even if the other party is rots of pamachas and wants to keep the deal. This, which is something flawed in the mekach, is like shnei minim. Mum is not, Mum is only one party. Mum is because Yenu is Misana, because he's not getting what he wanted.
Closer to Mim than
Shanim. I'm not so sure about that. Because Mum, the problem is I didn't get what I wanted. Shnei, this, the problem is you can't call this a Mechira. L'mashal. Taisis in Nunam Abay says that even Yoisim Mishdus, we don't go with Taisis, but Taisis suggests that Yoisim Mishdus, the reason why Shnei Yekoylam Lachzabahem, even the Ma'ana, when it's against Hilcha Zayna, because you love the Anisani, you wouldn't be able to do it. Because Yaisim Mishdus is Yaisim Yemekak, what's the Lashon? Yaisim Yemekak, Yaisim Yedai, Rachim in Amekak, Yaisim Yedai, Memela Blibes like Shnei Mina. So we don't pass them like Taisis. Good. But at least, as I invite you, see that Lom Tizan Taisis, it could be we could plug it into over here when it's Yaisim Yipalgo, when it's something flawed in Amekak that you can't call this a Mecher. Mecher, the site has to be something which is broadly Shava B'Shava. We could say so. It's Mamish Yaisim Yedai, Memela Shnei Michaelam Laksavan. Sorry? You see, Taisa holds that you don't say you love the Anisani when you have this thing. But love the Anisani is when the side of the problem is that you ripped me off. So, Chayte Niska, you ripped me off and you should be able to be Chayza. This is not because you ripped me off. This is because there's something wrong mitzad the Mekach itself. Well, how did you learn Taisa by Yaisa Mishtos? What does Taisa mean? What happened to you love the Anisani? Taisa, the same thing. Because it's nothing, because it's Raka means it's nothing. It's not because you ripped me off, so it's Chayte Niska. The problem is a different problem. The problem is something flawed in the Mekach itself. You have a right to be chayza. So it's going to come out. That's why I said before you asked, it's not nafka mina. It should come out that if this din applies in 1,000 pashas, it should. It's going to come out. Halodova, which leishamano dova mi'olam, that it should be that by yoisum yipalgav and metaltam, then shneim yechalam lagzabai. That would be an indication of chayra, not like this, 100%. Now, but just suggesting, and in, let's just carry the suggestion for one more minute, and that is that if you would learn that this din, even if the lokeach was insana, the moicha still has the right to be choizam, I wanted to bring a raya from the Baal Itim, Mikol Gdei Le'Paiskim, who when they bring down this halacha, start handling what's the shear of the moicha to be choizam. So I prove from there, not like that flaw, that you see that the moicha is also has a din in insana. Like this, it's not true. Really, loylam da flaw is gerach, that it's only lokeach insana. But you want to know how come the handling, how far the moicha could be chayza? It's because even when the lakech is in sando, the moicha has a recht to be chayza, because this is a flawed mekach which named Yechaylam Lakzamek. All right. Fine. I'm going to make Fine.
They would have different
Sorry?
They would have different shiur.
What different shiur?
The lakech and the moicha could have different shiur. One mekach, the lakech is in sando, the lakech has a shiur.
One of the shiurs, Kadesh Yara. By Yosef Mishkos, like Tosis. It takes us all to Shnei Nichelim Laksavai because it's Yosef in America. What America? Oh, Kadesh Yahla Tagam? Not sure. Okay, but it's not true because the Rebbeinu is not going to cheat. Says Tosis. The Rebbeinu has a different shot over there, not Tosis. He doesn't mean the Tosis. If you no, he says it's Svara because you're Gebayt that you have a Chazaka that the Misana would never accept it. Mamele, it's Oymir that he should be Chayz. Mamele, I could be Chayz. The Man is Chazara Nemzach from the fact that the Lekech will Zichabin will be Chayz. But if you learn the Tosis. Right, good. But if you learn the Tosis of Kipshuta, it's not like that Tosis saying a different word. Okay, but even good. Anyway, Shine. Yeah, all right, yeah. Anyway, getting back to here. So let's go back into that halakha. Once we're here already, that we established that the moicha is the halakha as well, what is the shir chazara of the moicha? Is it kadesh yaru or is it lo'ilam? Pasha should be lo'ilam, kadesh yaru, right? Whenever comes along the maribam, the gdela apayiskim, maybe a dozen kadmoinim, lechem rav, and plain moicha, and there's the list goes on and on. 1500s, 1600s, dozens of places all followed the Maribal. The Maribal is a chiddush. So when do we say that the Moich is Loilam Chayzo? That's only over there because he doesn't have the chavitz, he can't show it. But by Karka, which is something stationary, just a little kid could bring a targa and shots up how much this karka is worth. The maker could do the exact same thing and shots up how much this karka is worth, make a walkthrough and figure out how much this karka is worth. And my mail, the here copy this din, the Moich's Shir Chazara is only Kadesh Yavi targa, just like the little kid. Chidichin and Maribal, and all the Gdela Pais can follow him. I want to say blindly, but they follow him. Why is it a Chidish? All right, well, I'll tell you in a second. Why not? Yeah, very good. Well, Zvina Kizvinta, you should know, is not Pasha at all, because Zvina Kizvinta is a Shaila. Does it mean that I saw somebody else? If I see that you have a jacket, right? I sold the exact same jacket, and you didn't sell the jacket. I just see that you have the jacket. Am I mukhiv to go over to do me a favor? Lend me your jacket so I can kick shots up the price? Oh, so I don't have to do that, right? So I don't have to bring a target to your jacket either. Nishna Dam, a step further, even if I'll see you sell the jacket, it's a shail amongst the poiskim. And I saw you sell the jacket. It's a shalom amongst the boys. If I could still be chayz, maybe I could still be chayz until I saw you sell the jacket and I know how much you sold it for. But if I don't know how much you sold it for, I might not be required to go over to you and say, "Tell me how much you sold your jacket for." I don't have to do that, according to many Paiskim, right? It has to be in my face that I see you sold for $10 and I sold mine for $5. I must have made a mistake, right? So I can't take it. So who said that the moich is mechuyev? Okay, so now let's go for it. So, good. So the ma'aseh is, it's Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel over before, actually in two places. Rabbeinu Chananel, on the side of the Gemara, on Nunum Abayis, and then if you look in Rabloy, on Zayinu Meralef, he has it as well. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Lahedya b'shem the goyin, that even in this case, the moich is chayz oloilam, not like the lokeach. And the Balita, I told you before, says the same thing. On this halakha, the Balita is mechalak, that the moich is chayz oloilam, and the lokeach is kedesh yar letaga. So why does the lokeach have kedesh yar letaga? Oh, very good. So Lumay says, let's take it to the next step. Be'etzem, the kasha is really the other way around. Had it not been for the Echreinim, really the kasha should have been the other way around. Maybe by a lakeh karka, his shir should also be l'oilam. Because what's the reason why the lakeh has a shir kadesh ha'adaka? Because he has a chavitz with him, and wherever he goes, he shows it. Yeah, Shaila, you've seen the place come back by going to another, by coins or going to a different medina, if there's no shulchani in town. Because wherever he goes, he takes it along. Wherever he goes, he shows it. Karka, where he can't take it along and show it, he has to bring the targa there. Could be bechalal. There's no din kadesh ala daga even for the lokeya. And who told me to say that? So Rabbi Noshim Milonil. If you look in the goya, Rabbi Noshim Milonil on Tafnan Zayin, he takes misopik, and it's not just him. The shoyel in the Chuvis Agoinim says the same thing. The shoyel also says that maybe like by karka, since it's not movable, he can't bring it wherever he goes. Maybe his shear should not be kadesh ala daga. He should have a shear loilim. Elamai, we hold, or these we should. Sorry? No, Batam by Mum and Shnei Minim and all that, we would also have made the shear of Kadesh Yala Daga. The gentleman would give a different look why we didn't. And those could look in Don Park, because under that needs a shatsing up, so that people go and bring to a Taga, whatever the Ritva and the Maram Rambra, each one does a different shot, Chuvizarif, whatever it is. So let's go back there. So the Kumtois So Kum says, "V'etzim l'shala should be the other way around. Why is the lekeik limited shikdei shal l'tago? Since he can't show it to a tag, he has to bring the tag there. Elamay akoch, he's going to have to say it's a loy plug the kedin. Otherwise, he talk, even the lekeik should be loylam. But if the only reason why lekeik is kedei shiag is al loy plug, then the moika whose normal shi is loylam zicha over here is not going to be less than loylam. Avad the issue is also going to be loylam, not like all these akoina." And it's like I said, besides being Rabbeinu Chananel, but happens to be also, Rabbeinu Chananel quotes a goyim. If you want to know where the goyim is, if you look in the Tshuvas HaGoyim in Herkavi, Ayin Zayin, and also Shut HaGoyim, the Shai Tzedek also says at Lehedya that he's mechalek by this din, the Moichashi is Lo'elam and the Lokeikashi is Kadeshi Al-Lataga. Not like the Deila HaKoyim. So you have goyim, the Gedali Rishonim, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Itta, all say Mechalik. Not one Rishon has argues on that. And you have all the Achronim, Mamish, everyone. I haven't seen any Achronim say otherwise, who say otherwise, you know, say argue with the Rishonim. We don't pass it because the Rash went to an extreme of how Vait Loy Plug goes. I'm just saying that they made a Loy Plug that Kadesh Yavi and Kadesh Yara is close enough to have the same din.
They hold the Shmei Shachot is Toy Yavahor. You don't hold the Loy Plug.
I'm just saying, but you don't have a right. Just because we argued the Rashi over there doesn't mean we have to not hold the Loy Plug here. You could hear that Kadesh Yav and Kadesh Yara is very close to have a Loy Plug. I'm not sure that the Shach had the Tshuvas HaGoyim. I would assume that they don't have a Tshuvas HaGoyim. They didn't have the Rabbeinu Chananel because they weren't around either. Maybe you should have had the Itta, but I have a klal in Chafhei. The Ramah has a klal that when you want to know how to paskin, besides that the Shach is a Nakan, he can't argue with Rishonim and certainly not Goyinim. But if you want to have the Paskin, Ramah says that if when you bring down the predecessor and you argue, so good, so you knew about your argument. If you don't bring down the predecessor and you just say a vote which doesn't stim, then we have to assume you didn't see the predecessor and Mamela Laloch is Kirishin and Nakach. Nakabas Roy. The Ramah.
So
if you know
for sure that doesn't stim, you have a way to make it stim.
I don't have a way to make it stim. I'm telling you, on this halacha, the Goyinim and the Rishonim say that the Moich could be Chayz Alaylam.
Maybe they hold like the Rashi, but he has a way to make it
stiff. Well, maybe all of them hold like the every single one. I mean, so you have to see how they learned the Sugya on that one. You have to see how the Itta learned the Sugya and Rabbeinu Chananel learned the Sugya. All right. One last fleeting shot here. We're running out of time. Just a Maima Musga, maybe. We have our halacha here that Rabbeinu Akiva Eger brings down. It's a Machlokes Rishonim of Dez Azhara by Karaka. So Kum Tois, what we're reckoning is very nice. The Gabi coming to Din Torah, and it's a Sefek Din I mentioned like at the beginning. So Mitzvah Mekavel Avaraya, very nice. Of the Gabi Dez Azhara, Vivat Yav Machlokes Rishonim. So Sefek Deraisa Lachumra. So when you're doing these things and you're dealing in real estate, buying things, I just had a recently someone had a child. He's buying a major office building from somebody, and the guy wasn't aware of how much the real value of the building was. Also a yid, he doesn't live Bimkaimai, and he wants to know if he could go through a deal. You have a Sefek Deraisa, Pasha Sefek Deraisa Lachumra, and it should be also to go into such a deal. I'm just suggesting that Hayois, by Pachas Mishtos, to Mechaber brings them. Ramban, the Chinuch, Rabbeinu Yoina. What if? Oh, I tell him. You mean if I make Amunas, I should tell him. You should know Rabbi Yid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was naive like that. I also suggested to this guy, why don't you do that? And he said, well, I'm crazy? Good. Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Pay the other guy down? What do you mean?
Pay the guy that in case there's a lawyer, will be
Levatra and each other. Well, the other one, Mechila Adotis. And that going to the elder child, Mechila Dotas works. Good. Okay, that's, you're getting there. Good. Anyway, so we're good. Why are you inserting such a new clause that we don't find anywhere? Yeah, good. Anyway, the kids, I just want to suggest that Heyoi Sapochus Mishtos is also Machlaikis Rishainim, and it's a Safik of the Rosh, and Machaber brings down the Pochus Mishtos. Good, Yeshemayim should be Machmir, good, it's a Safik of the Rites and the Chumra. But Lomai says, you go through the Shitas Rishainim by Pochus Mishtos, you'll see the Rav Rishainim on Mekel. And the Imre Yoishun Chelik Bey is actually Paskin's Lakula, that you're allowed to remake on the Pagdash, which is connected to Mechaba, Pelo of Imre Yoishun. I wouldn't be comfortable to go against the Mechaba on the Safek Daraisa. Sorry? Yeah, good, we had that dig too. Good, we had that dig, yeah. But still, the Mechaba says you shouldn't do it, right? When he gets to the Mechaba.
He's saying
The Mechaber doesn't use the Lashon Yerushalayim. If you want, the Mechaber says the Lashon Yesh L'Stapik and Mutal L'Hoynes. Don't say Yerushalayim. The Lashon Arash was Yerushalayim. That's it. So the mechaba has a sofik. I wouldn't be comfortable to be megal an imer yesha keneged a mechaba, but I'm just suggesting that if you have a pachas mishtus by a karka, we have makleikas l'shvenim by karka and a makleikas l'shvenim by pachas mishtus. I know it's a sfeka, svek sfeka, even though by sfeka the dinas we don't have the ability anymore to make svek sfekas out of sfeka the dinas. But anyway, like I said, roiv yishen hold the eretz muta could be this yesh makom lismoik to be mekal on pachas mishtus by karka. I haven't found it in print, but I'm making a suggestion as well.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.